It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
It's time for Bryson DeChambeau 2.0 and Rory McIlroy's heel turn. Remember that classic tagline from ABC's Wide World of Sports television program? While showing a variety of winners in major sporting events, the announcer would say, "The thrill of victory," and then pause for a dramatic second to add the phrase, "and the agony of defeat," as a tragic snow skiing accident took place on the television screen. A similar issue might have just occurred Sunday afternoon during the final round of the U.S. Open golf tournament at the extremely difficult Pinehurst No. 2 golf course in North Carolina. One golfer converted the shot of a lifetime to grab the title, while the other missed a couple of short par putts, which likely cost him the tournament. Another thing happened on Sunday at Pinehurst No. 2. Much like professional wrestlers can morph from being the good guy to a bad guy, and vice versa, two of golf's biggest names tagged each other and changed hats right in front of the fans. One of golf's former villains, Bryson DeChambeau, has miraculously transformed from a heel, which is a bad guy in pro wrestling terminology, into pro golf's newest fan favorite, or a face, they're called. It was the other golfer's abrupt heel turn which caught most of us by surprise. The world number two golfer and very popular Rory McIlroy lost a heartbreaker on Sunday afternoon to Bryson DeChambeau as Rory was trying to capture his first major golf title in 10 years. He'd come close to getting his fifth major a few times in recent years, including finishing second in this same event in 2023. Rory McIlroy started the final round 3 shots off the lead of Bryson DeChambeau. Playing in the group just ahead of the leader, Rory briefly caught fire on Sunday, moved to 4 under par on the day, and had the lead early on the back nine of Pinehurst No. 2. Unfortunately, McIlroy misfired on a couple of approach shots coming down the stretch, which is not hard to do on such a difficult golf course, and then he missed 2 relatively short putts for par on number 16 and number 18. And with that bogey on the 18th hole, Rory McIlroy was still able to post a respectable 69 on Sunday to finish at -5. However, that bogey on number 18 also gave the lead back to DeChambeau as he was stepping up to the tee box to play his final hole of the day. All Rory McIlroy could do then was watch and hope for the best. DeChambeau pulled his drive on number 18 into the left rough. It wasn't a pretty shot. The golf ball landed in the Carolina sandy soil amid some very gnarly grass. Bryson DeChambeau was stymied by an overhanging magnolia tree, which was restricting his swing. For his second shot, Bryson punched the ball low down the fairway and into a greenside sand trap. From there, he hit the shot of a lifetime. His 55-yard blast from the sand went skyward, bounced a few times on the green, and then rolled up the hill to finish within 3 feet of the 18th hole. The crowd went nuts, and so did DeChambeau, and he drained the short par putt to capture the 2024 U.S. Open for his second major championship win. The Carolina fans wildly cheered as DeChambeau enthusiastically hugged his caddy and anyone else nearby. Stunned from his own good fortune on number 18, Bryson DeChambeau, much like Tiger Woods or Arnold Palmer, had won over the crowd with an exciting finish as he truly enjoyed the moment. But then, it was time for the heel turn for Rory McIlroy.
Time to do my bad deeds for the day.
Rory did not enjoy Bryson's finishing hole. Usually one of the most gracious golfers in the game, Rory McIlroy surprisingly bolted out of the clubhouse, refused to address any questions from the assembled media, and exited the golf course premises without sticking around to even congratulate the winner. Wee Mac had just transformed himself into the Invisible Irishman. Bryson DeChambeau, though, turned face. Bryson, the scientist DeChambeau, has just become one of the most popular golfers in men's professional golf with that win at Sunday's U.S. Open. But how did that transformation take place? The 30-year-old Bryson DeChambeau has not received enough credit, in my opinion, for being one of the most talented golfers in the game over the last decade. Upon entering the PGA Tour in 2016, DeChambeau had already been one of the most decorated amateur golfers in recent men's golf history. A physics major while attending Southern Methodist University, the same school where his boyhood favorite golfer Payne Stewart had attended and played collegiate golf, Bryson DeChambeau won the 2015 NCAA individual golf title. 2 months later, he added the U.S. Amateur Championship as well. Only Jack Nicklaus, Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, and Ryan Moore had won both of those prestigious amateur golf events during the same year. After entering professional golf in 2016, Bryson DeChambeau finally broke into the winner's circle with the 2017 John Deere Classic. He would then grab four more PGA wins during 2018. He was on his way. At that point in his professional career, he was best known to PGA fans, though, as the golfer who played with irons of exactly the same length. That's right. From his 4-iron down to his pitching wedge, Bryson DeChambeau's clubs are all the same length. And he was christened with the nickname of the Scientist for his never-ending interest in applying science to find ways to improve his golf game. Unfortunately, the intelligent, focused, and sometimes aloof Bryson DeChambeau came across to many fans as being a little bit arrogant and moody. After a rather lackluster 2019 golf season, Bryson DeChambeau decided to make a relatively strange decision to beef up his driving distances. He started an exhaustive workout regimen and had a high-protein, high-calorie diet and added almost 30 pounds in just a few months prior to the 2020 golf season. The Scientist had just transformed himself into Bryson the Bruiser. DeChambeau accomplished his mission and became the long-driving golf machine on tour with booming 330-yard drives. In 2020, the U.S. Open at Winged Foot outside of New York City rolled around, and COVID-19 restrictions were still in place. That meant that no golf fans were permitted on the course for that event. Bryson DeChambeau's golf game, though, finally returned to peak form, and he overwhelmed that 2020 U.S. Open field to win by 6 shots. Unfortunately for DeChambeau, there wasn't a big celebration at the end, as you would normally see, for a winner in a major professional event. Even though if COVID had not entered the picture in 2020, the beefy, long-driving version of DeChambeau still wasn't earning fan-favorite points. DeChambeau struggled on the golf course in 2021 and eventually eased back on those Popeye-like workout routines. Though some fans still came to watch those booming drives, his moodiness on the golf course oftentimes worked against him. And this heel persona turned even darker in 2022, when Bryson DeChambeau joined Phil Mickelson to become part of the new LIV Golf League. The Saudi-backed upstart golf group handed DeChambeau a signing bonus worth a reported $125 million. You'd think about it too. DeChambeau's former PGA Tour players, though, and millions of golf fans felt surprised and betrayed by a surprising exit. Isn't that exactly what a pro wrestling heel is supposed to do? After joining LIV Golf in 2022, Bryson DeChambeau has enthusiastically embraced this new league and its team-based camaraderie. The Crushers golf team of DeChambeau, Paul Casey, Charles Howell III, and Anirban Lahiri has won 2 team events already this year in 2024. But now, it's YouTube to the rescue. A 2-time winner on the LIV Golf Tour already, Bryson DeChambeau seems to have become much more relaxed on the golf course these past 2 years since joining the new league. He also seems quite intentional on building a better relationship with golf fans, too. DeChambeau has attributed much of his image rehabilitation to a surge of interest in a series of golf videos he's produced for social media. Bryson DeChambeau's YouTube channel now has more than 1 million subscribers, and most of them under the age of 30. I watched one of those video series. It's the entertaining Break 50 Challenge.
Yes!
You need to shoot 23 under par from the red or women's tees at a par 72 golf course outside of Dallas, Texas. Bryson and a designated playing partner playing in a best ball format will try to complete 18 holes in less than 50 shots. During the filming, DeChambeau seems to have a lot of fun, genuine fun, while injecting some really solid golf advice to these mostly young golf viewers. The video outreach has helped Bryson DeChambeau lighten up his personal image and develop a growing legion of mostly younger golf fans. At this weekend's U.S. Open, this new fan-friendly version of Bryson DeChambeau was fist-bumping his way with fans walking from one hole to the next. He even stopped to autograph the hat of a special needs young man as he was making his way onto the number 10 tee box during Sunday afternoon's final 9 holes in a major championship. Most professional golfers are notoriously intense and quite focused, and especially so during major championships like the U.S. Open. Arnold Palmer, though, had that unique ability to connect with golf fans both on and off the course. And since Arnie's passing in 2016, there has been a huge niche waiting for someone to fill it in professional golf. With a friendly persona not unlike the great Arnold Palmer, word is spread like wildfire that Bryson DeChambeau, that golfer who hits the monster drives and uses those irons that are all the same length, loves those fans back just as much too. After winning the U.S. Open on Sunday evening, DeChambeau accepted the championship trophy and then grabbed the microphone to tell golf fans in attendance to come on down and touch the trophy with him afterwards. They all stayed around for another 2 hours to share a special moment together as DeChambeau signed autographs well into the night at Pinehurst. Somewhere, Payne Stewart was probably smiling down from heaven. Like DeChambeau, three-time major champion Payne Stewart played his collegiate golf at SMU. He also won the U.S. Open twice, with his final victory coming at this very same Pinehurst No. 2 golf course back in 1999, or 25 years ago. Payne Stewart tragically died just a few months later at age 42 as the airplane he was traveling in failed to pressurize properly right after takeoff. Bryson DeChambeau wore a special button on his golf hat all last week in remembrance of Payne Stewart and his dramatic 18th hole victory over Phil Mickelson in 1999. On his Live Golf website, it includes a brief Q&A section in which one of the questions asks, "Which golf shot gives you the most difficulty?" DeChambeau answered, "A 60-yard bunker shot." Wouldn't you know it, DeChambeau's dramatic up and down after a 55-yard bunker shot on Sunday's 72nd hole at the U.S. Open is going to be nearly as memorable as Payne Stewart's putt on that same hole to win in 1999. It truly was the shot of his lifetime. Meanwhile, Rory McIlroy's heel turn is likely going to be brief. Lost in the chaos last Sunday night was the story that Rory McIlroy's recent divorce filing had been withdrawn earlier in the week. Rory and Erica, his wife of 7 years, share a 3-year-old daughter named Poppy, and she's quite cute. The emotional weight of dealing with both of those issues last week must have been extremely difficult for Rory McIlroy. His surprising loss of composure after Sunday's U.S. Open, though, may linger for a few weeks. On Monday, he sent out a message to fans advising his plans to get away from golf for the next few weeks in an attempt to regroup. And he should be ready for the final major golf event of the season in July for the Open Championship at Scotland's Royal Troon Links. Scottish golf fans are going to try to propel Rory McIlroy to stay loose and play his best. I fully expect that Rory will return to form and regain his position as one of the most popular players in golf. And if Rory McIlroy should win the Open Championship next month and break a 10-year drought in major championships, men's professional golf is going to be needing a new heel for their fans to jeer for soon. Does anybody want to be next? I'm Swamp Swami.